Praise the Lord. So good to have you in the house of the Lord tonight. And isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. He's good. His presence is here tonight. Can you hear me okay? Okay, great. How many of you know that God is faithful?
Yes.
Yes, He is. He is a faithful God. Get myself set up here a little bit. Turn with me in your Bibles to Deuteronomy 7, and we're going to be reading from verse 9. And the title of my message tonight is, God is the Faithful God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. He is so faithful tonight. So Deuteronomy 7 and verse 9 says, know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. It's awesome to know tonight that our God is the faithful God. Not just faithful, but it says He is the faithful God. So it's wonderful to know that our God is faithful. And He keeps covenant and mercy to 1,000 generations. That's got to include us, doesn't it?
Amen.
Amen. So I receive tonight that I serve a faithful God, and I'm in covenant with Him, and He keeps covenant with me, and God's word is yes and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You can depend on Him tonight. And actually, the Message translation says that verse. It says, God is a God you can depend upon.
Amen.
Praise God. We can depend upon our God tonight. Everybody say, He's my God.
He's my God.
And I can depend on Him. He is a faithful God. That's your God tonight. Amen. So we have a faithful God that we can depend on. Isn't that good news tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. We might not can depend on too many things here on this earth. We might not can depend on too many people here on this earth. But thank God we've got a Heavenly Father, a God that is above all things, who is faithful tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is dependable. He is always, everybody say always.
Always.
Always. He is always faithful. Praise the Lord. Faithful to us, faithful to His promises, faithful to His word tonight.
Amen.
Isaiah 40 and 8 says, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand how long?
Forever.
Amen. That's a long time, isn't it? Hallelujah. We can depend on God's word. Everything else might fade away. We might not can depend on everything else, but we can depend on our God. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. His word shall stand forever. Glory to God. Now, everything around us might, you know, we all get in that place where it seems like everything around us is shaky.
Uh-huh.
We don't know, you know, what we're going to deal with next. Sometimes we just find ourselves in that kind of a situation that we just feel like we can't depend on anything. And we're thinking to ourselves, God, what is going to happen next? Praise God, but the Lord, amen? Hallelujah. But our God is faithful. Amen. And God's word is faithful. The word of God is a faithful word that we can stand on, that we can depend on, and it stands forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good news tonight.
Yes,
the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's word is the same forever. Amen. Hallelujah. He's faithful. God's not shaken by anything.
Amen.
He is a firm foundation.
Yes.
Amen. He can't be shaken. That is awesome news tonight. He's not shaken by bad news tonight.
That's right.
Hallelujah. He's not shaken by what the stock market's doing. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. So if the Lord's not shaken tonight, maybe we don't need to be shaken tonight. Because we serve the God of all glory, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. Hallelujah. I might get stirred up tonight, so y'all might as well just hook on up. Just hook on up to the train tonight, because we're going somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. God is not shaken. Hallelujah. I love that. He's not shaken tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Psalm, turn with me to Psalm chapter 62. Y'all might be saying, I know we got a couple of visitors here tonight. Who is that crazy lady up there? Well, I'm the pastor's wife. I'm Pastor Sharon. Glory to God.
Glory.
Come back Sunday morning, you'll hear Pastor Rock. And sometimes he gets really, you know, he might do a little stomping dance up there. You don't know what Pastor might do. Psalm 62 and verse 5 says, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock. Amen. Let me say that again. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Glory to God. I'm not going to be moved because I have an unshakable God. My faith and my trust is in my rock tonight. Amen. Not my husband rock. But my God rock. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're pressing for the mark tonight. Amen. For the prize. We're pressing forward tonight to be in that place. Amen. Where we don't allow anything to shake us. Where we don't allow discouragement to shake us. Amen. Where we don't allow distractions to shake us. Where we don't allow bad reports to shake us. Where we don't allow our checking account to shake us. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we don't allow what it looks like in the flesh or in the how it feels in our bodies to shake us.
Amen.
Amen. Because our God, our rock, is not shaken.
Amen.
Amen. So we don't have to be moved tonight. We don't have to be moved off of our firm foundation. Our God that's not shaken tonight. Hallelujah. It's so anyway. It's the truth. It's the word of God. Glory to God. But we continue trusting in our God until we see with our eyes the fulfillment of what we are believing Him for. Amen. The fulfillment of what His Word says. The fulfillment of His promises. See, now the key, I said a little word in there you may not have caught. The key to seeing the fulfillment or the manifestation of the promises of God is continue.
Amen.
Continue. Amen. Such a small little word, but it has such great power.
Yes.
Amen. Continue. Continue to trust in God. Continue believing God is faithful. If I can't get anything out except for God is faithful, that is a powerful saying. Amen?
Amen.
Powerful words. Continue believing you receive. Continue. Amen. No matter what. No matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like. No matter what they say. No matter what I hear. I'm continuing in my God. Now everything around you might be screaming. You might look at the situation in your finances. It might be screaming at you. You might be looking at other situations in your life. They might be screaming at you. Hey, wait a minute. Don't you see what's going on over here? You might be screaming. They might be screaming, give up. Just give up. It's too late. It's not going to happen. God's not interested in this. I know He did this for the past 40 years. He's taken care of me. But He's not going to take care of me in this situation. That is what the enemy wants you to think. That's what he wants you to hear and focus on. But we're going to focus on my God is able and my God is faithful and my God is dependable. I can depend on Him. Hallelujah. Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Are you getting it tonight? Yeah. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. Don't cast away your confidence tonight. Don't cast away your confidence in your faithful God. Don't cast away your confidence in the God who you can depend on. Amen. Who else are you going to turn to? You might go to the bank and think, well, you know, they're going to help me get out of this mess. But you can't depend on that. Amen. You've got to go back to who God is. You've got to go back to your faithful God. You've got to depend on Him. Amen. He's got to be the one that works the situation out for you. That's right. Hallelujah. Don't cast away your confidence. There is a great reward to those who continue. Amen. Glory to God. See, defeat has to be unacceptable. Unacceptable. Amen. Got a little side journey on that one. I've been hoping, praying that the Lord would let me fit this into one of my messages. Let me get over here. Ooh, I might get that sinking feeling on that side. Woo! You'll know why in a minute. Now, you know, I told a while back that me and Pastor has been playing chess. So we've been playing about a year and a half, maybe a little bit more. And I have not won one game in all that time. I just started playing. First time I ever played was with him when we started a year and a half ago. He's been playing for years. And so I'm so frustrated. I'm like, I haven't won a game. He says, you don't understand in chess, it takes years to perfect chess. And I'm like, well, look, it's been a long time. It's time now. Well, Pastor and I went on some errands the other day, and he goes in this place, and I'm sitting out in the car waiting on him, and I thought, well, I'm just going to play chess while he's in there. So I pulled out my phone and got in my chess game, and I'm looking at it. I'm thinking, I got a move here. That's a pretty good move. So I moved my little guy up there, and I said, this is too easy. I can win this game right here, but this is too easy. I'm going to move this guy here, and he's going to jump over there, and he's going to kill me. But I sat there, and I studied it. I studied it everywhere I could study it. And I said, I'm going to do it. All he can do is knock me off again, so I'm going to do it. So I made that move, and it said, checkmate. I was like, praise God. I was shouting in the car. Amen. I won a game. He comes out to the car, and I'm just all excited. I said, Rock, a miracle happened right here in this car while you were in there taking care of business. And he was so, it did. Well, what happened? And I said, I won a chess game. He said, I've been waiting for you to make that play for days because I had gotten kind of frustrated. And I thought, well, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of getting beat. But I said to myself, defeat is not acceptable. I am not giving up. Amen. Amen. Now, that's just a, you know, praise God, but I thought about those words that the Lord gave Jerry Savelle. Marvels! Marvels have happened! Praise God, amen. The thrill of victory. And I just had to rub it in his nose. I got so excited. Praise God. The thrill of victory. And you know the rest. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Glory to God. Patience. We wanted it yesterday, didn't we? Amen. But we have a faithful God. Hallelujah. We need to be like that little child, God said. Like a little child. And let me tell you something, it ain't always easy. I work on it every day. And I pray for it. God, let me be like a little child. You know, a little child just trusts in their mom and dad. They just trust that, you know, they're going to get up in the morning and they're going to have something to eat. You know, they just trust that mom and dad's going to be able to take care of them. That's the way God wants us to be. Yes, we come into some hard situations. Some hard things to deal with. But we have to remind ourselves that our God is faithful, that we can depend on Him. Amen. And there is great recompense of reward to those who continue. Amen. Great recompense of reward. So don't throw away your confidence tonight. Hebrews 10:39 says in the Message translation, but we are not quitters who lose out. Oh no, we will stay with it and survive. Trusting all the way. Trusting all the way. Amen. Sometimes it's like we just take little baby steps. You know, we can just be like our insides might just be shaken. But trusting all the way that we serve a faithful God, a God that we can depend on, a God that loves us with an everlasting love. Yes. Amen. That is going to take care of us each and every day. We've got to be like that little child. Amen. And now I want to share a testimony with you that I've asked is to show on the big screen for us tonight. He's faithful. Everybody say, he's faithful.
He's faithful.
Amen. I'm not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter.
That was pretty pitiful. I see we're going to have to work on this thing now. Let's try it again. I'm not a quitter.
I'm not a quitter.
I stay with it.
I stay with it.
I'm a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
And I'm trusting God.
All the way.
Amen. Give him a hand clap of praise tonight. Praise the Lord. And you can get Ashley for me if you will. Praise the Lord. Amen.
This is an amazing testimony. This family has been touched so powerfully by God. Their young boy, Caleb, this is the father, this is the stepmom. He had two brain tumors and a hole in the heart. He was scheduled for a doctor's appointment. He came to the revival service the evening before the appointment.
This is the boy with the...
The boy who we talked about last week. The power of God touched him. He went to the doctors the next day. He's since been for two appointments. Each time the doctor has said, there is no trace of cancer whatsoever.
The power of God's getting so strong up here right now. Mama, come, bruh. Tell us in full detail. I want to hear the whole story. Don't you miss one little detail.
Okay.
No pressure.
Okay. On March the 17th of last year, he was diagnosed with a supercellular germinoma, which is... a very rare cancer, you know, with it was two brain tumors. One was small and one was very large. He had surgery on March the 23rd, I believe, because he also had fluid built up around his brain where the tumor was blocking it. And he's went through radiation, he's went through chemo, and one of the small tumor had shrunk a little bit, but they had gotten through everything and said, you know, at one point there was nothing else that they could do for him. Praise God that we had doctors that would not speak negatively in his life, so we don't know how far things could have been. We just know that they said there was nothing else that they could do for him. We've been having everybody pray for him, and this kid has been telling us that God is going to heal me. Jesus is going to heal me. I'm the kid. I know this. Why don't y'all know this? Y'all are the adults. And then we brought him last Thursday. And I heard you call out that God was healing a brain tumor. And I knew it right then. I knew it was him. And the next morning, he got brought to the doctor for his pre-scheduled MRI. God knows, doesn't he? God had already had it set up. That MRI was the very next day. And it showed no trace of a tumor. None. The first doctor was amazed. She said that it was gone and there was never no trace of it having been there. This was his cancer doctor. And I had to take him back to his neurologist earlier this week, I believe. And she even said too, she said, well, she said, there's no more tumor there. And she said, if I hadn't personally known about it, she said, I would have never been able to tell that it was there. And
come on, give Jesus some praise. Hey, Caleb, are you happy?
Yes.
Could you tell us what Jesus has done?
He healed me, and then I can play sports now.